Saw a tweet, I think a couple of hours ago on Twitter that says, this year we are on pace to fly the most flights in zero G's history, beating out our previous record year, which was in 2007.
Matt Goad is the CEO of a Zero Gravity Corporation. He joins us once again, this time via Zoom from New York City. You may recall that Matt joined us just a few months ago, back earlier this year at the Power Players Summit in February. Matt, good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, nice to hear your guys' voices again. We had such a nice visit last time in Los Angeles at that amazing house.
It was pretty amazing.
That was fun. We did, and it was in person. It wasn't yet in the skies. For people who aren't familiar with Zero G, they offer weightlessness flights aboard modified 727s. Matt, tell us a little bit about the experience, because it's different than, let's say, a Blue Origin or a Virgin Galactic, because you're on an airplane.
We are. And plus, we've been doing this. We've flown, probably 18,000 people since this company started in 2004, including Stephen Hawking and Elon Musk, who was one of our original shareholders, and Richard Branson and a lot of other people. So we've flown a few more than the others have, and all safely and all loving every second of it. And, the best way to describe it is that it is the single most unique thing that you will ever get to do. When you are floating in our cabin and there is nothing below you as far as holding you up or down, or you're upside down and you don't know which way up is or down because the blood is not running to your head, you're in a different place. And the primary difference between what we do and what our friends at Blue and Virgin do is they give you this amazing view. They're taking you up 55, 65 miles, and you're getting to see the Earth from this amazing perspective and experience what's called the overview effect. And in that, you're going to get about 3 minutes of zero-G time, which you really shouldn't waste doing somersaults or chasing Skittles or playing stuff. You should be looking out the window. And then, come do our flight, and we'll give you more than twice that amount of time in zero gravity in our plane, and the ability to also learn while you're doing. So, very, very different experiences, slightly different price points.
One of the things I think is interesting, too, I mean, I grew up kind of a space kid. My dad worked on the space program years ago when there were a lot of engineers out there and a lot of people who wanted to be engineers. And I was thinking, Tim, we had a conversation with Jitesh Ghai yesterday at Informatica, the chief product officer. He's an engineer, electrical engineer, and just talking about the need for engineers in our society. If you think about the things being built and how they need those kind of people with those kinds of skills. What is it about what you guys offer that might just, create some interest among a younger community when it comes to STEM?
And we're very focused on that. We have our own nonprofit that we have focused on bringing this experience to school kids and others to see that, being in the space industry is uber cool. And when you take that first experience in zero gravity and it kind of hits you that this is not what you ever thought it would be. So we're very interested and involved in bringing this experience via whether it's essay contests in inner city schools or things like that. So this next group of young men and women will have this opportunity to see that there is a very amazing career in space. And as time goes on, the access to space will become more available. And what we talk about now is a dream. And 20 years, we'll have a couple space stations up there that people are going back and forth to do experiments or staying in hotels or filming movies or things like that. And just like today, we talk about how cool it is to fly around on jets and things like that. In 20 years, it'll be going to space.
I wonder how much of your business is focused, Matt, on providing entertainment, about $8,000 to $8,500 bucks a pop, versus doing research or perhaps commercial activity. Because I know that you can hire it for photo shoots and stuff.
We do. So we have a few different parts of the business. Obviously, the thing that people hear about the most is our consumer business, where for $8,000 you come up and you feel like an astronaut. We train astronauts as well. So you're having the exact same experience as the astronauts that we train that will be going into space. But that's the least interesting thing that we do. I mean, the most interesting thing we do is really, space experiments that make space more accessible, how things would act in space without gravity, whether they're fluid transfers or some things we do biomedically. We did the first printing of a human heart on a 3D printer in zero gravity, and that is now on the space station printing everything. So what we do in research with major universities, University of California, Purdue, MIT, you know, and as well as NASA, and with the advent of the space stations coming along, we will, I think, likely be doing work with them on how things act in that environment, which will help them create these stations that will replace the ISS, and we're really excited about it. And we're the platform for them to do it. So that's the most interesting, the most fun thing we do is taking you up and letting you flip and fly and spin and do all these things like you're in space. That is a fun thing. And hey, it is a memorable thing.
All right. So we've just got about a minute or so left. You've got a competition going on. Can you just share it with our audience?
As far as the essay contest?
Yes. The New York Space. So, you know, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So again, it's, you know, it's a submission for, you know, what it would be like and what would zero beyond zero gravity mean to you. And, you know, the winners will obviously, you know, get an opportunity to come, you know, visit and hang with us on the plane. And we're really excited about it.
Can anybody do that?
Tim, can Carol enter?
Can I enter? Can I, maybe under a different name, would you let me through? I'll use my married name. You won't know who it is.
Yeah, that, you know what? Listen, give it a shot.
No, listen.
Depends on how your writing is, Carol.
What I think is so interesting, and we've got to run, but Matt, what everything, all the stuff that's going on in terms of space and making it much more accessible, I just think that is so cool and making it, I don't know whether you call it the democratization of space, but it does feel like we're getting a lot more of that. Is that, what were you going to say,
Tim? Well, I'm just wondering, Matt, because you do this around the country. So here in New York, where are you taking off from? Mm.
So we are going to be having these very cool trips starting on Saturday. We hop on a helicopter on the west side of Manhattan, fly over to the plane at Newark, jump on the plane, go to zero gravity and helicopter back and fly over the Statue of Liberty and you know, kind of a very, very cool experience. So we have a few of those flights going on Saturday and Sunday, and then we'll be back in New York like the week after Labor Day to do it again.
Well, always fun to check in with you and see what you guys are up to. Matt, thank you so much. Matt, of course, is Chief Executive Officer of Zero Gravity Corporation, Zero G, joining us via Zoom in New York City.
I would do this.
I know. You've never done it?
No, I've never done this.
I've never done it. We've got to kind of figure out how to do a story. And
oh, I'm thinking. The wheels are turning.
All right, folks, we're almost there. I got one more trading day in the week. For Tim Stanovic and our whole Bloomberg Business Week team, have a good and safe evening. This is Bloomberg Radio.